This is your Kingcordia All Sports Leader, Koopski. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Wyatt Koopy, alongside my partner Eric Cumley, and we're back with another good one. And also, we have an email. I don't know if you all heard, but you should email us if you have any questions or comments about the show. Email us at cunekoopski@gmail.com. Again, that is cunekoopski@gmail.com. Eric, how's your week so far?
So far, it's good. You know, we're getting into school and football and everything, and it's starting to settle out and everything is starting to calm down. So that's good. How's yours?
It's been all right, you know. I mean, a week's a week. I mean, this whole COVID situation is kind of the new norm. I don't really want to say that, but it kind of is, and I don't really like it. I want it to go back to normal.
Oh, yeah. I think everyone does. We're tired of all these procedures, but I think everyone would rather do the procedures and stick with it and be here than have to go back home and back online.
Exactly. All right, let's dive into it. We have some volleyball bad news.
Sadly for volleyball, their first game against Baker University that was scheduled for Saturday, September 5th, has been canceled.
There's no makeup game.
The season opener will now be against Midland on September 9th. At Midland, yes, that's an away game.
That's kind of unfortunate. I was looking forward to that home game.
I was too. I mean, that was first home game of the season. That'd be a lot of hype. So they're going to be away for Midland, Clark University, Park University, Doan University, and then their first home game will be against Hastings on September 19th.
So make sure you show up.
As far as all the other sports, their games are still set and scheduled for the same time, same date, same place.
Awesome.
So some information about what were expected of fans and event operations on game days can be found on cuneathletics.edu.
Yeah, so for fan expectations on events, each fan is expected to make a self-screen prior to attending an event on campus. If you have any COVID symptoms, please do not attend the event.
That's basically like anywhere else. Feeling any symptoms, don't show up. Just play it more safe than
exactly,
sorry.
Exactly.
So we will be allowing fans to be at games for outdoor events, soccer, football. There will be a 75%
capacity.
That's the word. And for indoor games events, it'll be 50% capacity. The pregame and in-game announcements will be read at regular intervals, reminding those in attendance to be 6 feet apart and to wear your face coverings.
Yeah, face masks are required. And family groups can be at attendance. You can have no more than 8 people. They may sit together, but you have to be 6 feet apart from a different group or family or spectators.
Also with that, we're asking that you don't move from your seat too often. You just kind of sit there, cheer on your team, and watch the game. Don't really walk around and walk around the sporting events. I know there's some parents that like walking around the football field to watch the game. Sanitation stations will be present throughout the athletic venues, and then high-touch areas will be cleaned frequently throughout the event. Pre-game and post-game gatherings will not be allowed after or before, so you're going to have to get in touch with your athlete or whoever you want to meet. You're going to have to go somewhere else off campus for that, but we cannot allow tailgating anymore.
Well, not anymore, just we can't allow tailgating this year.
Yeah.
Concessions will be available and must be consumed while seating. You can take your mask coverings off to eat and drink. I think that's common sense.
I think that would be nice. I personally like to eat and drink with my mask on.
I really do too.
I don't know about everyone else.
Yep. But make sure you eat it kind of quick so you're not contaminating everyone else.
Go to the concessions, get your stuff, and head straight back to your seat. I mean, nothing really. I don't know what else you'd do, but try not to mingle or talk to other people real quick. Traffic patterns and seating for football. Home fans will enter through the south gates, east side of the stadium, and sit on the east bleachers. Away fans will enter through the west side of the stadium and sit on the west bleachers. Neither home or away fans are allowed to be on the track or turf. And exit points during the game will be south of the stadium for away fans.
For home fans, the exit is going to be the north.
Yeah, so they're trying to just keep everyone away as possible.
For soccer, you have both home and away fans will enter through the south admissions gate, east side of the stadium, and sit on the east bleachers only. Exit points will be at the north gate. Following the game, the people will assign you dirt and tell you where the exits are.
For volleyball, home students will enter and exit through the external south waltz lobby doors. Access to the arena will be through the main admission gate, and seating will be on the southwest side of the arena.
So students, you'd sit where the student section is.
Same thing for us. Home fans will access and exit through the external north waltz lobby doors, and you'll go through the main admission gate, and seating will be on the north side of the arena. Visiting fans will enter and exit through the external north waltz lobby doors, and you'll enter through the main admission gate, and seating will be on the southeast side of the arena behind the visiting team bench.
Yeah, and those of you wondering about football and Doan, so we are still going to be playing Doan, and fans are allowed. You just have, there's like a sign-up sheet.
Doan's university policies allow 4 immediate family members to each participating student athlete for both teams to attend. Sign-up sheets are expected to be available to all student athletes in the days to come, so they'll be coming out with a sign-up sheet soon.
And if you have any questions about the media, contact Jake Knobel, our directors of communications. He'll have all the answers for you.
Just like with sitting arrangements and everything, media, you're required to stay 6 feet, wear a mask and everything. Just there's a couple other
details that, really
that Jake Knobel has the information about.
Exactly. So, yeah, that'll be it. I'm sorry this was a short one, but there really isn't that much news to go around. So
just a couple more information details about game day operations and update on volleyball, really.
Yeah, that's about it. So this, so far, it's been a really different type of podcast that if you want the old one, well, it's not. I mean, the timing's not right.
It'll come later.
It will come. Trust us. When games start pouring out, we will get you that information and all the highlights and all that stuff. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening to us. Again, please email us if you have any questions at cunekubski@gmail.com. Shout out to the Sower for letting us do this. And thank you all. Have a good night.
Yep, bye. This till I'm dead, yeah. Set me on fire. Set me on fire. Whoa. Whoa. I'm still alive. Whoa. You didn't think